As you can see from the map in the middle of the room, we export Unicum to over 30 different countries, our two largest export markets in Europe being Italy and Germany. Zwack Liqueur was launched on the US market in 2006, first as a test market in Buffalo and later in Ohio. Please admire Eddie George, the famous American footballer's helmet, which was a present from the Diageo company in that state, and it's now sold coast to coast. In all the cases along the wall to the left, you can see items relating to some of our more important export markets. Above the map, the screen is showing different advertising films we have used to promote our brands, some of which have received awards, especially the black and white Unicum film. If you have time, please go up to the gallery to see Central Europe's largest collection of miniature bottles from all over the world, 17,000 in all. We owe this collection and much of the research and collection for exhibits in the museum to Emil Gerencher, who worked in the company for over 50 years and whose photograph can be seen at the top of the stairs. On your way out of the museum, please look out of the window. The building overgrown by ivy in front of you is called the Heart of Unicum because it is here that Unicum, Unicum Next, and Unicum Silver or Plum are made. There is also a labyrinth of cellars running underneath the distillery and the courtyard, extending over 2,500 square meters, where Unicum is left to age in about 500 casks, some of which are 60 to 70 years old, the smallest holding 10 liters, the largest 17,000. All the Unicum in the world, all of 3 million litres, is produced by only 5 people. Today, every step of the process is computer-controlled, but you cannot replace the expert sensory skills of master distillers. Nobody but the Zwack family knows exactly how many and which herbs are used in the maceration and distillation of Unicum, as this has been a closely guarded family secret for over 200 years. Over 40 different herbs from 5 continents go into the making of this inimitable herb liqueur. You will pass by Janos Zwack's desk and, on a stand, another photograph of Peter Zwack as a young man on Ellis Island. The ice skates were Peter's, as ever since his boyhood, when he was on the hockey team at the Cistercian school, he was an enthusiastic skater. In our tasting hall opposite the museum, you can see an exhibition on the left wall of the history of the Hungarian spirits industry. The showcases contain exhibits from the many spirits and liqueur companies that flourished in Hungary before nationalization. Only the Zwack distillery is still in family hands today. On the opposite wall, you can see photographs of Peter Zwack and his family with Hungarian and international personalities. In this room, the Unicum Mentor courses are held, as well as tastings and other events. On the television screen to your right as you exit the tasting room, you can see the creative process of our advertising films. On your way downstairs, have a look at the original watercolors from the beginning of the last century on the wall, some of which became Zwack advertisements. The glass recycling dumpster in the corner is the same one you will see on the corner of every street in Budapest, where the municipality has put white profiles of 3 of our most famous bottles as an encouragement to recycle. Please sign the visitor's book in the lobby, and if you want to have yourself photographed, you can be the drowning man for the day.